طيبة يا حبيبي مرحبا جئت تمحو الغيابة أنت للدنيا ضياء أنت تبقى طيبة.
All praise is due to Allah, the Exalted, and may Allah raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his kind relatives and companions, and protect his nation from that which he feared for them. Ameen. Good afternoon, everyone. You are tuned in to Community Connect via the airwaves of 92.1 FM or live internet streaming on tuamfm.org, brought to you by your host, Nadia. A very warm welcome to you all, and thanks for joining me. In today's episode, we'll be shining the light on invisible disabilities and taking a look at the struggles associated with using disabled parking spaces with an invisible illness, which by definition is a disability that is invisible or unseen by the naked eye. It's all too common for people with disabilities to be abused and harassed by people who question their entitlement to use disability parking spaces, even though there is a parking permit clearly displayed. So in order to change those perceptions, I'll be inviting Shireen Akiani from Blue Badge Australia to tell us why people with invisible disabilities are shamed and what we can do to effectively counteract that. In addition to that, we'll be taking a deeper look into who qualifies for a disability parking permit and how to get them. I'll be back to join you shortly. Stick around.
يا حبيبي مرحبا جئت تمحو الغيابة أنت للدنيا ضياء أنت تبقى طيبة يا حبيبي مرحبا جئت تمحو الغيابة أنت للدنيا ضياء أنت تبقى طيبة يا حبيبي مرحبا جئت تمحو الغيابة أنت للدنيا ضياء أنت تبقى طيبة يا حبيبي
seen someone park in a disabled parking spot but are not using a wheelchair? Have you wondered if they really have a disability? If they're perhaps faking it since they're able to walk, since they look and appear normal to you? Have you ever felt the need to confront someone who you assumed should not be parking in a disabled spot, even if their disability parking permit is visibly displayed on their windshield? Well, these situations and many others like them often come as no surprise to us. They occur more frequently than we may think. In fact, what frequently occurs in silence is that many people with an invisible disability or invisible illness are shamed, invalidated, harassed, encounter aggressive confrontation by strangers, and become victims of false accusation, all because they don't look disabled. It's a dilemma that is familiar to hundreds of millions of people worldwide who have physical or mental health conditions that affect their day-to-day life, but which are not apparent to the outside world. So, how can we change people's perceptions of invisible disabilities? How can we end the stigma associated with invisible disabilities? Stay tuned to find out. Welcome back to Community Connect on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio. I'm happily joined with Shireen Akiani from Blue Badge Insurance Australia to help us address the stigma surrounding invisible disabilities. Hi Shireen, pleased to welcome you.
Thank you very much, Nadia.
Now, when we think of someone with a disability, we automatically picture someone in a wheelchair or someone who is perhaps visually impaired. And that's possibly how far our perception of a disability can reach. However, much is unknown about the kinds of disabilities that are invisible to the outside world. How is an invisible disability defined?
Yes, that's absolutely true, Nadia. And the term invisible disability doesn't have a socially agreed upon definition, but generally it refers to any type of disability that's not immediately visible to the casual observer. As you said, the international symbol for access personifies somebody who's using a wheelchair, so we as a society tend to think of people with disabilities as using some form of mobility aid or having that visual impairment, as you say, but there really are so many other invisible disabilities that Australians are currently suffering from that are termed invisible disabilities.
Just like physical disabilities, invisible disabilities can, I guess, vary in appearance, impairment, and limitation. However, unlike physical disabilities, most invisible disabilities are not visibly apparent. So people may appear normal, yet have real limitations. What are some examples of invisible disabilities?
Yes, there really are so many examples. Some of probably the more common ones are conditions such as MS, Parkinson's disease, brain injuries, lung disease, heart failure, lupus, arthritis, and even cancer can be termed as an invisible disability because the treatment can often take such a physical toll on patients.
Interestingly enough, a lot of people didn't actually know that you can identify those examples as invisible disabilities, let alone disabilities. So what percentage of Australians have an invisible disability?
Well, again, unfortunately, there are no specific statistics that we can quote, but if we look at a combination of the ABS data from the last set of results that they released on the sector and combine them with some of the data from House with No Steps, our estimate that it's roughly 2.8 million Australians that are currently living with a disability. So that's roughly around 10% of the Australians.
I mean, it's way too common for a person with an invisible illness to be questioned or judged, even when they are seen parking in a disabled spot legally with their parking permit displayed. Why do people with invisible disabilities often experience a huge amount of stigma, harassment, and often feel violated? Is it because there is little known about it?
That's absolutely the case. And I think, again, if we go back to the disability symbol, being a person in a wheelchair, people often have that very limited view of what disability should look like. I think a lot of the harassment, certainly in terms of a lot of the people that we deal with who suffer from invisible disabilities, say that a lot of people just think that they are rorting the system somehow, that they've obtained their disability permit illegally or fraudulently, and it's only because they don't look like the man in the sign. So I think that's the reason why people are often facing so much harassment within cases specifically. And more often than not, the people doing the harassing, you know, they're well-meaning. They think that they're protecting the rights of people with disabilities. But as you say, there's such little awareness of how various disabilities affect. Oftentimes, they don't require a wheelchair or other types of mobility devices. And that's where the harassment happens.
Exactly. And that's the sad thing, that those who are judging think that they are defending the visibly disabled, but in reality, they are just making life a lot more difficult for people already fighting a battle with their health.
That's absolutely true. We have a lot of people on our Facebook page who often that this causes them great distress. In many cases, they often don't leave their homes because their medical condition and their disabilities can cause them so much pain that they actually cannot go out from their house. Those days where they feel good enough to go out and spend some time with family or friends or just do their shopping, they end up being harassed by somebody in the car park, and that can take a huge physical toll on that person.
Exactly. I mean, maybe that person suffers from chronic fatigue and can't walk long distances. Maybe they have problems with their joints. Maybe they forgot their cane at home and they don't have time to go back and pick it up. We can't use visual cues to determine whether a person has a disability, because some disabilities are undetectable by sight alone. A lot of the times, most people infer, again, that a mobility device is required, or that the person must exhibit a physical symptom, such as a limp, in order to actually qualify for a disabled parking spot. And this has caused quite a lot of debate in the community about who is allowed to actually park in an accessible space, also known as a disability parking spot. Is it only wheelchair users who qualify for a disabled parking spot?
No, absolutely not. There are many people who don't require the use of wheelchairs who qualify for disability parking permits. In fact, the majority of people in Australia who have granted a disability parking permit do not use wheelchairs. So the conditions do tend to vary from every state and territory, because the ability to grant permits does reside with each state and territory, and the criteria is different within each state. But generally speaking, what you need to qualify a disability parking permit is generally based on your mobility. In most cases, a lot of people who have legitimately qualified for a disability parking permit do not require wheelchairs or other mobility devices. In most cases, the criteria for qualifying for the disability parking is actually one's ability to walk 100 metres without great pain or difficulty, or without the need to use some form of a mobility device. And as you say, there are a lot of invisible disabilities out there that don't actually require to use any mobility equipment. And in some cases, some people use the equipment on certain days and they don't use it on other days. So you might see somebody who would use a cane or a walker or a mobility scooter when they're having a bad day, and when they're having a good day, they're actually encouraged not to use those devices to maintain their physical health as much as possible.
Exactly. And a lot of people are actually shocked to see someone who holds a disabled parking permit is actually driving. So I think our listeners should expect to see that there are some disability parking permit holders that do have the ability to drive, but in another sense, they don't have the ability to do other things. So we can't judge based on what we see at that particular time. How can one obtain a disabled parking permit?
So permits are awarded in each state and territory, typically by the RMS or the equivalent in other states. In some cases, they are actually supplied by local council, so it does vary depending on where you live. But generally speaking, you need to fill out an application form, which needs to be signed, verified by a GP or another medical practitioner to verify the person's requirement for that permit. And then you take that into the issuing authority and they will give it to you if you meet their criteria.
And if someone is being harassed or violated because of parking in a disabled parking spot, but they have an invisible disability. What can they do to protect themselves from that harassment of other people? And how should they go about it? How should they respond to that person?
Well, the first thing is to always make sure that you're displaying your permit in the way that it's required within your issuing authority. And the first thing that we always suggest is to absolutely calm and try not to engage in the aggression. We always advise people to point out the fact that they are displaying a current permit and that entitles them to use the disability parking space. If the person continues to question you, you know, we get a lot of people again through our Facebook page saying that they are often accused of using somebody else's permit, in which case, again, they can confirm that it's their permit and try to walk away from the situation. If they find that the person is continuing with that type of harassment and getting increasingly aggressive, we suggest that they go ahead and report it to the parking provider, be that centre management at a privately owned space or to the local council. And you can always tell the person, you know, my permit has been issued to me legally. Please feel free to take a photograph of it and report it if you have concerns.
Look, I personally hadn't heard about the phrase invisible disabilities until quite recently. So I don't think there are many people out there who understand that such a thing exists. What can be done to help raise awareness and change perceptions of invisible disabilities?
That's a really great question. It's something that we've been actively trying to do ourselves. Over the last 2 years, we've done several surveys to really make sure that we get a good understanding of exactly how prevalent invisible disabilities are and how it affects different people. And we've got a number of other organisations that we partner with from time to time who also take an active interest in invisible disabilities. One example is Fair Haven, who are a not-for-profit organisation based on the Central South Wales. We're constantly doing campaigns to just help people realise that invisible disabilities exist, and they often are people who suffer from conditions that people widely recognise, such as MS, Parkinson's and lung conditions and all those things that we mentioned earlier. And I think that the key thing that we can do is to try to discuss it as much as we can. You know, again, I think a lot of people who do the harassing, often thinking that they're doing the right thing, so they're certainly not meaning to cause any extra harm or grievance for people with disabilities. They're just not aware that, you know, not all disabilities manifest in a physical condition. So I think the more discussion we have, like we are today, the more awareness that we can hopefully raise so that people can start to understand that disabilities are quite varied in nature.
Exactly. I think we can all make a difference by collaboratively working together to ensure that we get the message out there that not all disabilities are visible and that accessibility is not only an issue exclusive to wheelchair users. So raising awareness by opening that discussion around schools and communities is something that we should really focus on, which is why I decided to educate our listeners on this particular topic. Shireen, thank you so much for helping us raise awareness in making the invisible visible. Your time with us on the program is much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Nadia. It's been a pleasure.
Welcome back, dearest listeners. You are tuned in to Community Connect via 92.1 FM. And if you've ever faced judgment or abuse because of your invisible disability, let us know by calling 97072747 or sending through your text messages via WhatsApp on 0410 830 930. That's 0410 830 930. Unfortunately, there's no denying that there is a lack of proper awareness and understanding about invisible disabilities, which is why there is a lot of stigma surrounding this topic. It is quite surprising that there is little awareness about it, because invisible disabilities are actually not rare. Many, many Australians are in fact diagnosed with an invisible illness or an invisible disability. And as the name points out, invisible disabilities aren't simple to spot, and you can't tell they have a disability just by looking at them. And there are many disabilities and conditions that are counted as invisible, as Shireen pointed out, and they include conditions like dyslexia, autism, diabetes, brain injuries, Parkinson's disease, or perhaps multiple sclerosis. All of these conditions may not be as obvious as a cane or wheelchair. So this is why it is extremely important to raise awareness about invisible disabilities, increase our understanding about what a disability can consist of. So if you happen to be diagnosed with an invisible illness, and you perhaps have a disability parking permit and have been dealt with in such a way where you've been harassed or intimidated by a stranger, do let us know by calling 97072747 or again by sending a text message on 0410 830 930. As I mentioned earlier, this condition is not rare, and many people in Australia have been diagnosed with an invisible illness. And in addition to that, it's not rare for a person to be intimidated, harassed, and abused simply because they are parking in a disability parking space and they hold a parking permit. So it's really important for us to actually comprehend that invisible disabilities do impact a person's life in so many different ways, which is why we shouldn't be quick to judge why certain accommodations have been put in place. Let it be known, dear listeners, that a person may hold an accessible parking permit and appear to have no need for the close proximity parking, but a few invisible reasons why a person may actually require an accessible parking space include back or brain injury, chronic illness, chronic pain, heart condition, muscular or neurological disorders, chronic injuries, oxygen impairment, complications due to pregnancy, and the list goes on. So if we do happen to see someone parking in a disabled parking spot, holding a disabled parking permit, and we feel a bit icky about that situation, what is our role in such a situation? Well, the first is to not judge by appearances. So avoid saying things like, "But you look so good," because this kind of statement can come across as judgmental, and you would have no way of knowing how the person feels as they may be experiencing pain and the like. The second thing to consider is ask how you can help. Understanding that invisible disabilities are real and impact persons' day-to-day lives helps with destigmatization. So just because the disability is not readily apparent doesn't mean it's not real. The abuse and harassment that these people encounter, unfortunately, don't only occur at disabled parking spaces, but also accessible or disabled toilets as well. Again, it's very common, it's a very common situation scenario for such people to cop all sorts of death stares and unnecessary remarks simply because they don't look like they have a disability. Again, going back to that main argument, there is something that is titled as invisible disability, which means just because this person doesn't look disabled doesn't necessarily mean that they aren't disabled. So, you know, we have heard the expression time and time again, never judge a book by its cover. In other words, don't form an opinion of something or someone by first sight. Just because their disabilities cannot be seen by the naked eye doesn't mean that they are any less debilitating and life-changing. So before you roll your eyes the next time someone skips the bathroom queue for the accessible toilet, just remember that it's not just those with physical disabilities who need those facilities. And the same goes for accessible parking spaces. Handicap parking permits aren't just for people in wheelchairs or on crutches. And remember, sometimes the hardest disabilities to live with are the ones you can't see. And just because invisible illnesses might be invisible, the people who suffer from them should not be. And that's all we have time for, dearest listeners. I really enjoyed your company today, and I hope it was mutually felt by you also. I'll catch you on another episode of Community Connect on 92.1 FM, hopefully next time. But until then, enjoy the rest of your day and take care.